Heart and Body Extract.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We are very fond of going inside the Beltway with our friends from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holston joins us now. Hey, Jeff, no Redskins in the Super Bowl, but the Giants in the end beating the Patriots. What do you think of the results?
Well, no surprise there, to be quite honest with you. I thought the Giants were going to win this thing as soon as they clinched the Super Bowl berth. And I just think it's one of those situations where one team has the other team's number. In this case, the Giants had beaten the Patriots two straight times dating back to the Super Bowl in 2008. They beat them this year up in Foxborough, which is no easy task. And really, they just match up really well against the Patriots offense. So I thought the Giants were going to give the Patriots all they could handle, and they did. And even though, you know, the final score was close, a 21-17 affair, I thought the Giants just outplayed the Patriots for most of the game. You know, there was about a 15-minute span, you know, between the second and third quarter where the Patriots got a little rhythm on offense. But the Giants' defense was overwhelming most of the night. They put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady. They forced him into some bad throws. The Patriots receivers didn't really help. Deion Branch had a crucial drop late in the game. Of course, Wes Welker made headlines with his drop. And we'll get to that later. But, you know, I think credit to the Giants. They played a hell of a game. They're a really tough team. They stumbled a little bit this year. They didn't get it together until they had to late in the season. But they are the best team in the league, I think, by far.
I love that analysis you get. You're becoming too much like a politician. Bray, I just asked you about the game. You broke down the game for me. You know you're talking to a former sports person.
Well, I have to try to hold my own against you.
I know. I was just going to say, you were backing up your information. Absolutely. I agree with you. And too bad that Hail Mary didn't work for Tom Brady. Can you imagine if it had worked? And listen, I thought the Giants were going to win, too, but I said 27-24 was my actual guess for the score.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, we do a nail the score thing on America Tonight. So I missed out on the numbers, but I agree with you for all the reasons you just said. There's no question in the matchup now the Giants really have their number. But can you imagine if when that ball went up in the air, if the Hail Mary had worked, it would have been like misery in New York. It would have been crazy. And you're referring to, and we'll tell everyone this, give us a break here because so many people watch the Super Bowl. So we're going to digress from politics for a second and talk a little Super Bowl. What was interesting is Giselle, who is the wife of Tom Brady, the supermodel that every man certainly knows, pulled a Yoko Ono and just ripped into the wide receivers, blaming them for what happened. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, I saw a little excerpt from one of the interviews she gave, and my first reaction was, what is Giselle doing talking to reporters after the game? I mean, that's frankly stunning to me. But then to hear her rip, you know, Wes Welker and the other wide receivers on the team, I just don't think it's fair. I mean, first of all, if you go back to that that incompletion that Welker, you know, that Welker dropped, I think it was more of a poor throw, to be quite honest with you. I mean, that's a throw that Tom Brady connects on 99.9% of the time, and for whatever reason, he sort of airmailed a little bit on Welker. Now, I've spoken to a ton of Patriots fans in the last 24 hours or so, who say, well, you know, Welker makes that catch most of the time, and I've seen Welker make acrobatic catches. I don't know. You know, Welker's 5'9". I'm 5'9". I know Welker's got good ups and he's an NFL All-Pro wide receiver, but that's still a really, really tough catch to make. Now, you can make an argument that the drop by Branch was entirely on Branch, and I think it might have been. That's, of course, the pass in the last drive where Branch had a lot of room to run. But, you know, I think in the end, it's just the rhythm wasn't there for the Pats on offense last night. Even when they put together their drives on offense, there wasn't that explosiveness and that big play threat that you're accustomed to seeing out of them. And I think one of the reasons is that this is sort of a thinner Pats team than we've seen in recent years. I mean, they went 13-3. They had a good year. Some would say they even overachieved. But, you know, if you take away, Gronkowski, which is essentially what happened last night, he couldn't jump or turn.
Nope.
Then it becomes a really one-dimensional squad. The running game didn't get going, and Brady really only had Welker in terms of a weapon to throw to and Hernandez at some point. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that Gronkowski's absence or his lack of mobility really hurt them.
Yeah, I agree. Let's switch to politics. Big story you and I were talking off the air, and you pointed me in this direction because it's really a breaking story now, and all of you are hearing this, I'm sure, just starting to hear some of this, is that you've got some major Obama donors who are tied to a fugitive who fled to Mexico. This is a big, big deal, definitely. And this is a brothers of a casino magnate, actually, linked to a bunch of corruption and violence and nonsense in Mexico, looking for a pardon. So this is bad for Obama.
Well, this is a really interesting story, and I think it's going to get a lot of play tomorrow. The New York Times is reporting on it tonight, that Pepe Cardona, who is a Mexican casino magnate who fled the country in 1994, he's essentially been on the run, and this is not a good guy from what we're led to believe. This is a guy who's linked to murder attempts and to other sort of fraud in terms of his financial activities. His brothers Carlos and Alberto are in this country, and the New York Times found that they had put together at least $200,000 in donations to the Obama reelect campaign. A spokesman for the reelect campaign, Ben LaVolt, says that that money will be refunded now that they know who the brothers are and who they're related to. But nonetheless, it raises a lot of questions. Number one, where does all this money come from? Because in the report, there's no concrete evidence to suggest that Pepe Cardona, who is the Mexican fugitive, was behind all that money. But at the same time, these brothers, Alberto and Carlos, they've never really been big donors before. They seemingly came out of nowhere to bundle all this money to President Obama's reelect campaign. So very, very interesting. I'm sure the White House is going to be having to respond to this at the briefing tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. Another thing this is the same old hits we keep playing, except for that now the payroll tax extension, the cut, the carryover from the Bush days and then the Band-Aid, and here we are duking it out. I just spoke to a couple of different congressmen tonight about it. And in looking at, and we're going to, of course, hear from some congressmen on America Tonight, but looking at this, I mean, Jeff, what's going to happen here? The Republicans are pushing for a year-long deal. Let's cut the crap. But then the Democrats are saying, well, it's stuffed with all your nonsense, all of your little, I'm going to call them picadillos or earmarks or whatever we want to name it, are thrown in there. So when are they going to cut the nonsense and the rhetoric?
Well, we've seen this going on for years now, frankly. I mean, pretty much the entire Obama administration has been mired in a stalemate and a struggle back and forth between Democrats and Republicans on the Hill. And this payroll tax fight is really emblematic of that. Now you have Republicans switching course and saying that they want to extend the thing for a year, which is contrary to their position last year when they didn't want to extend it at all. And you have Democrats saying, not so fast. And in fact, what I'm hearing today is that Harry Reid might propose another two-month extension, which is, I think the height of irony, given the fact that Democrats railed against the short-term two-month extension last year. They said that it would be uncertain, it would create uncertainty for businesses, and it's not the way to govern. And I think a lot of folks would agree with that. I think that you folks want certainty. So the two sides are not close to a deal right now, and unfortunately, they only have very little time. They have until the end of the month to get something done, or else not only the tax cuts, but the unemployment benefits that are currently going on, and the Medicare payments to physicians, those all expire at the end of the month. So this is going to be shaping up to be coming down to the wire at the end of this month.
Yeah. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
No problem, Kate. Appreciate it.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
We're back here on America Tonight. And speaking of love, boy, the Patriots need some love. And the Patriot fans need some love. We had a wicked nail to the score. Everybody and their brother trying to get in. We crammed in every single phone call that we could possibly get in the time, in the hour we were on before the Super Bowl. And nobody nailed the score. Do you believe it? Nobody nailed the score. So the most watched show in history, and it ends up with the Giants beating the Patriots 21-17. And we did have somebody who said 21-17 only. It was New England. And check it out. They would have won had they had the reverse. But most of you, whether you picked New England or whether you picked the Giants, nobody was close. I had 27-24 Giants. Phil in Missouri had 31-20. Yeah, scores galore all over the place, but not the score that won, 21-17. And you know, there was a thought that it would be a low scoring game. So there's the shocker. There's the shocker. Sorry for that, Ralph in Kentucky and George in Kentucky and Peter in Connecticut and Rick in Illinois and Jody in Illinois and Bobby in Texas and the rest of the people that called in did not nail the score. I was so sure we would have a winner this time around, just like the New England fans were so sure that their team was going to win the Super Bowl, and they did not. So how many people watched the Super Bowl? Well, you could looking at it a couple different things. If just purely the game, the number now that they're saying, because they were touting a really crazy number earlier, I saw like 114 million someplace, but 111.3 million. 111.3 million. Now, who gets the benefit of that? The shows after it, like The Voice. They get their biggest rating in 6 years. It's actually the biggest non-sports rating in 6 years, so how about that? So we're mixing in politics, but we got to mix in a little bit of Super Bowl talk, don't we? Because of the ratings. The ratings were huge. So many of you watching this thing. Among the people 18 to 49, 40.5 rating. So every year, the Super Bowl just keeps going up. But did it disappoint you? Did you enjoy the Super Bowl? How about the commercials? Did you like any of the commercials? I think the Acura Jerry Seinfeld commercial might have been my favorite, maybe. The Jay Leno comes down in the suit, the flying squirrel suit, and takes the newest Acura that was coming off the line away from Jerry Seinfeld, who was trying to bribe Acura because he wanted to get the first Acura off the line of the new model. I don't know. I thought that was kind of clever. But otherwise, some of it seemed kind of flat to me. And then there was the Madonna Super Bowl halftime show. Thumbs up or thumbs down for Madonna? What say you, America? Or do you even care? Do you even care at this point? Here was a big shocker that came out today. As the Romney family watched the Super Bowl together in style, you know, they're just going to keep nailing Romney about money. It's just going to constantly come up. So Mitt Romney's got five sons, Matt, Tag, Craig, Ben, and Josh. He's talked about them in some of the debates. It's come up at the end, or he's mentioned the boys. And talk about sitting in a good position money-wise. $100 million. They got a trust fund worth $100 million. Yeah. They've been feeding money, the Romneys have, Mitt Romney and his wife, since 1995. So that's what they're doing, you know. And then you look what it gets up to. $100 million. That's pretty sweet. So is that going to have any effect on Romney whatsoever? I would have to say, at this point, no. It's not about his money. I don't think so. I don't think it's about, okay, now the kids have a trust fund. Let's look at every single investment this family's made. Let's look at all the bucks they've gotten over the years and what the grandchildren are getting and blah, 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 blah. Do we really care that much? No. What really we care about is Mitt Romney, the guy to go up against Barack Obama. One of the best campaigners that we've ever seen, an incumbent president. Really, is Romney the one who is going to knock off the guy who currently occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? We've talked about this a lot. A lot of you have called in, thrown in your two cents. In fact, now that we're down this trail a little bit with the caucuses, and today Minnesota, Colorado, Missouri, the site of three caucuses, when as you look at this unfold, and different people winning along the way, and there's four left Republican-wise. I mean, who's the best of the lot that really could have a true shot at beating somebody who has a base that's solid around him and an incredible election team and the gift of knowing how to use words? He's a wordsmith. This is what Barack Obama does the best. So just for fun, I know it's low-hanging fruit, but it's interesting to me if anything's changed, because some of it has, I think, out there. When I get these emails, some of your emails have changed. So you look at this campaign, you look at the four that are left in order, not what the establishment says, not what you keep reading, not what you keep hearing about how many delegates have been already assigned, but who you truly, deep down, think is the best person that could rock Obama's world. Unless, hey, I always say we invite people of all stripes. If you think Obama's doing a good job and you are laughing hysterically at the sideshow, I want to hear from you, too, as well. Do you consider anyone a threat on the other side of it? 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about a couple of things during this hour of America Tonight, including we're going to dip into the mailbag. A lot of you had, that's why I started off with the Super Bowl, a lot of you had things to say about the Super Bowl, including the fact that you're lamenting that you didn't nail the score that you really thought the Giants would win, and it was going to be low scoring, but you didn't guess that. Oh, we can always second guess what we were going to say. And we're going to let you hear in our next segment the Clint Eastwood ad. Did you see it? That it's halftime in America. It was the Chrysler ad. I thought it was well done. But we're going to let you hear a little snippet of that and see what you think. And, you know, if it's halftime in America, are we going to come out winning on the other side of this? Or who ultimately comes out losing? And I think that was the point of what Clint Eastwood's spot was all about, that this is the time we got to get it together because we're in bad straits here. Really, really look around. And no matter what numbers you're hearing and, oh, we're starting to see that things are changing and more people have jobs, I don't know where this is because I'm not seeing that myself. So if more people are finding these jobs, please, oh, please tell me where. That Keystone Pipeline, boy, that would have employed some people. You would have had people that would have had jobs for a while. You would have had probably some, definitely would have had some permanent jobs. And more importantly, it would be a black move to China. A lot of you had things to say about the Keystone Pipeline. And overwhelmingly, this audience is anti-pipeline, saying that, you know, would you want that in your backyard? You got to be kidding me. Would you trust that under the ground? And to that I say, I'm sure I'm living on more pipes than you can shake a stick at. And so are some of you. I mean, you look around the country. If we saw a map of where things were, trust me, maybe you'd be a little horrified because some of those pipes haven't been taken care of when you think of the potential of a gas leak, for example. So I think that what's happened here is it's more shoving this aside. We know that, and it's politics. Because when you have the Secretary of Energy initially giving a thumbs up, oh, I like the pipeline, everything's great, and then suddenly deciding he can't find his tongue, the cat got his tongue, he's not saying anything saying anything positive about the pipeline any longer. He's pulling an ultimate flip-flop. You know, you tell me, why does the Secretary of Energy flip-flop on the issue of the Keystone Pipeline? Could it be because the guy who put him in place is running to be reelected? I think we found a winner on that answer. Don't be shy. Belly up. 800-259-5791. Or it's not too late before we're ahead of the mailbag. AmericaTonight.net.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I know immediately what the song is. Probably the same for most of you. All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We were talking about a little Super Bowl. I was throwing it out there, and I can see it's like crickets. Did anyone watch the Super Bowl? Come on, somebody out there watched the Super Bowl. And the commercials is always the thing. What commercials scored? What ones really didn't make much of a dent? I'll tell you, I'm going to let you hear a couple different ones. We're going to start with the one that I liked. I liked it because it was just unique. And it was kind of Seinfeld-esque because Jerry Seinfeld was the star in it. But I thought it was clever. I thought it was pretty clever. And the way they put, you know, they splashed in different things. But I'm going to let you hear it and see if it makes any sense since this is radio. This is the Acura spot that aired with Seinfeld.
Final offer. Access to my personal network of Manhattan zip lines.
Wow. Impressive.
You've got the first Acura NSX.
How about a jetpack flying squirrel suit? Sergeant.
Leno.
The Acura NSX. It's coming.
Leno.
All right. Can we talk about something else?
I don't know. I thought it was good. Matt, you know, this is theater of the mind when we're talking about radio. But do you remember that ad? You just watched it, obviously. You must have seen it at least in the studio. Did you think it was pretty good?
I thought it was all right, but I think it would have been better had they use the actual Newman from Seinfeld instead of having Leno in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Newman was kind of the what, I don't know what I'm looking for, the, what am I, the antagonist of Seinfeld on the show. And they put Leno in that role, and I think it would have been better if they would have stayed true to the Seinfeld, because they had the Soup Nazi and, like, all the other characters on there and just used Newman, who I can't remember who the guy is now.
Wayne Knight. Wayne Knight, thank you. You remember he was in Jurassic Park, too. Ooh, he was eaten by the raptor things. Remember that? Anybody fan of Jurassic Park? And he was the guy.
Yeah, and Samuel L. Jackson is in that movie, too. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no kidding. Ooh, that was, ooh, just even thinking about it. So that was the Acura ad. Now, there were others, too. I mentioned Pepsi. So take a listen to the Pepsi ad.
You have won Pepsi Max for life!
Ah! I'm back, and you're my first guest. You're going to be famous, kid.
There's Regis Philbin with his cameo appearance. Somehow Regis doesn't matter until he's 100. He's going to always find a part somewhere, somehow, and something. I mean, he's been in televisions, and whether it's on game shows or the morning show he used to do that he just retired from last November. So I think that was the shot there at the end. I'm going to say that was okay. I'm going to give that, I would give that like a B minus. What do you think, Matt? What would you rate that commercial?
I honestly do not remember that one. I did not see it. I don't know if that was, you know, during time to get more refreshments or time to go to the bathroom. I don't remember that one at all.
What a lasting effect it had on you.
I guess.
Oh, I've got to go get a Pepsi now. Because I thought that was ultimately the object of commercials, that they would call you to action, that you would just couldn't stand it. It would make you think, well, I'm thinking Pepsi when I go to the store. I'm not thinking Diet Coke, or I'm not thinking other alternatives. I'm thinking, yeah, that Pepsi ad, that's it. It hit the mark. Then there was, and I think they do a pretty good job of it, really, honestly. The Doritos spot, a lot of people are praising the Doritos spot. I know we're having fun, we're stepping away for a second, lightening the load from politics, but is this politics of a different sort? The ad wars. So here's the Doritos ad.
Order me a pizza.
Cheese pizza on its way.
Let me try something. Yeah. Susie, would you like a Dorito?
Yes, I would love one. Please do not tease me. It makes me angry.
Danger! Danger, human! Danger, human! Danger! Danger, human! Danger!
You've been warned.
All right, I like that one. I thought it was good. I'm giving that an A. I'm giving that an A. What do you think, Matt? I've got to bounce it off of you. You say A?
Yeah, that one is pretty good. But I think the one that I remember the most, the one I remember after I saw it, saying, wow, that was a really good one, was the next ad in the vault here that we're going to play.
Okay.
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, baby. He's still the man. He's another guy like Regis Philbin. He can live on forever, I guess, in front of the camera. And, you know, the iconic figure of Clint Eastwood talking about Chrysler, you know, that was pretty big, I think.
Yeah, and that was one where the place I was watching the game at, when he came on and started
everyone
stopped and was listening, and everyone kind of shut up. And so I think that was the one that I remember the most.
All right, so I remember that, too, because everybody stopped where I was and paid attention to that commercial. There was no talking. Matt's right. So
that's the second year in a row that Chrysler has come out with a...
Florida.
Good, because they had the one where Eminem was driving around in the Chrysler, I think it was the 300 again, through Detroit, going past all the kind of the scenery of Detroit and the iconic symbols, the Joe Louis fist and things like that. And then this year they have a similar commercial with Clint Eastwood and giving kind of the American car pep talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. I'm going to say Clint Eastwood definitely gets an A. If you want to weigh in on this, flip me an email to americatonight.net or dial these digits 800-259-5791. Jack Alexander from Down Under was watching. Good to have Jack back. And you can check us out, of course, on Pal Talk if you want to see me live waving to you as we're talking about all of this. And he said he lived that ad as a Pepsi Max drinker. And he loved the Silverado ad, the poor guy who drives a Ford. That was pretty funny. And then Highlight says, you know, I was talking about the commercials. Isn't the deal that you're supposed to get, I get it, that now it's a competition, because it is. It's almost like a vanity thing for companies that have a ton of money. So they're going to put their ad in there, but they're also, they want people talking about the ad. But how much is it a call to action? Because remember, in business, baby, it's all about return on the investment. So is it, you get the placement, people are talking about it, so ultimately more people will get Doritos, or you think you'll see a surge in sales, or no. It's just an ad, and this is what you do now. The Super Bowl is lucky. The NFL is lucky because it's become the second thing that you talk about. You talk about the game, and then you talk about all the other things, the halftime show and the ads, the ads, the ads. So if we're talking about the ads, they're getting publicity, I guess, which is the name of the game.
And this Super Bowl, what was the number? It was 116 million people, I think, watched it, and then in total on television, and then total, they're saying, like, through the internet and DVR, on demand, all that kind of stuff, the number of viewers was 160 million.
Wow, 160 million, including, that's good that I didn't see that part where they included all the downloads, because, you know, that's so huge now. People forget, well, I shouldn't say people forget about that. Remember, where is the future going? The future is on your telephone, whatever you have, Android people or iPhone people. I mean, the best brand ever, let's face it, you got to give it to Steve Jobs, the departed Steve Jobs, for what he left behind on the planet. Because between iTunes, all the hookups for the iPhone, the iPad, the everything is just strung together, all the devices. And he knew that there was a method to the madness. And ultimately, it's the race to have everything on the phone. You can, and, you know, and that's what it is. You know, you go on the plane and people are listening to music on their iPhone, watching movies. It's crazy.
And the Apple TV, HD TV, is supposedly coming out within the next year or so. And so that'll probably be a huge game changer as well. I'm sure you'll be able to surf the internet on it and do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Sure. And that's what people, that's what anyone who has, you don't even have to be tech savvy. That's just the future. The future really is that this is what everything's going to be delivered on. And other things will become a little bit more obsolete, or they have to become part of what the revolution is, without a doubt. So, okay. You get it. 800-259-5791. So the big story, there's a couple of big things besides the Super Bowl and the aftermath and what we just told you about the numbers, how big it was. The other big thing that's brewing is this story that broke that Jeff Holtzman and I were talking about at the very beginning of the show. In case you didn't hear it, there's a report now that's coming out that the New York Times actually broke about Barack Obama and the fact that campaign-wise, he's got a little bit of a problem, or at least his people do, in trying to explain some donations. Some of his donations are tied to a major fugitive in Mexico. Wait till you hear this story. Wait till you hear it. Do not leave your car, your room, wherever you are. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
By this story, and I think you will be blown away by this story. Follow the pebbles, if you will, when it comes to donations and the money being tied to a major fugitive. There were two American brothers of a Mexican casino magnate who fled drug, especially drug, and also fraud charges in this country, and is looking for a pardon so that he could return, and he did end up being a major fundraiser and donor for President Obama's reelection campaign. The casino owner is Juan Jose Rojos Cardona, known as Pepe. He jumped bail in Iowa in the mid-90s, disappeared, has been linked to massive violence and corruption, I mean massive, in Mexico. There was even a State Department cable in 2009, and all this is in detail, in great detail, in the New York Times, because they broke the story, that said he was suspected of the assassination of a business rival and making illegal campaign donations to Mexican officials. Oh, gee, I wonder. And the New York Times, when they got this information, naturally called the Obama people about the Cardonas, and they said they were unaware of some brother in Mexico. However, later in the day, guess what happened? Whoops, red flag. You know how much money they had to refund? $200,000. All the money that was raised by the family, they had to kick it back. Because even up to January of last year, one of Cardonia's brothers in Chicago, Carlos Cardona, arranged for the former chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party to get a pardon from the governor for Pepe. Now, that didn't happen, but they've been pushing all along for this and then dumping money into the, and they have a history of this with the Obama people and the Democratic National Committee. Now, the Cardona brothers didn't give to anyone else. I mean, they came out of sort of nowhere and jumped into giving money to the Democrats. Oh, my. So, even to the point where Alberto Cardona was put into the upper tier of fundraisers. They call them bundlers. You've heard that term. He's a bundler. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Here comes a bundler. Shake his hand. So they gave the maximum over $30,000 to the Democratic National Committee. And then from down there, it trickles the other Cardonas that gave X, Y, Z amounts of money. So you have the two brothers who work in Chicago. They've got ties to Pepe in Mexico. Yeah, it's not a good thing, is it? So they kicked it all back because Pepe Cardona is hands down, heads up and hands down, is one of the largest players in the casino trade, which is riddled with corruption. I mean, even they tried to take him out. He survived an assassination attempt. So how about that? What happened was, this was part of that State Department avalanche of cables. It was part of all that cachet that was actually made public by WikiLeaks, by Julian Assange. And that cable said that he was suspected, that was out there, said he was suspected of illegally funneling $5 million into Mexican political campaigns in 2006. Isn't it interesting when you have a little time to do some research and you can connect the dots, what can happen? So that money would have just stayed where it was. The Obama people had no idea. They took the money from the family in Chicago and whatever, and here it was from one of the dirtiest people you can imagine, families connected to all of the nonsense going on in Mexico. And so there's some people that say that, you know, this is going to be really a little nick into the Obama campaign. I don't know. I mean, it's a nick, but it's so early in the game, I don't know how much it sticks, but it is pretty interesting, isn't it? You know, see no evil, hear no evil. I am no evil. And then when you start to lift up the covers, you see, oh, well, look what's right here underneath. Nobody even bothered to check that out because you would think the way that they run things, that somebody would know there was a connection, that name would just jog somebody's memory or something, but it didn't. So all that money sat there, and it's lucky the New York Times tripped onto it and then ultimately asked for a comment from the Obama campaign, because then they gave it back. Imagine if this had been a little bit further down the line, huh? That wouldn't be so good. All right, so one of the other things that I said we were going to check mail, and I promise we will do that if you hang around for our second hour. I hope that many of you are able to do that where you're listening, because we had just an avalanche of mail. But I wanted to, besides that crazy story that raises a lot of eyebrows over Obama and fundraising, this is a follow-up, and I know this is a very bizarre turn to make here, but you know what? I'm going to make this turn. But we talked about this for a long time, the FAA bill. I mean, a long time. I think I've been talking about it for 8 months, different things related to that bill. Finally, it's been approved. Yep, the Senate approved it. And to the tune of, and this happened late in the day, Monday afternoon, $60 billion in funding through 2015. They approved it 75 to 20. So it ends a streak of 20 short-term funding extensions for the FAA since 2007. Did you hear the number I said? 20. So 20 times they just kept pushing this off, pushing this off, pushing this off. And finally, this is a longer deal. 2015. So they have to be, of course, off-site. They have to be popping the champagne corks. Anyone connected to aviation, because now they don't have to sweat this out every few months. Sometimes it was 3 months or four, whatever it was. The House passed a bill that was pretty similar, so it seemed like it was almost going to go through. Most of the Republicans voted for it in the House. Most Democrats voted against it. There was a last-minute change in the bill from the House Speaker John Boehner and the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It made the vote on the measure sort of a litmus test of support for organized labor, because the Democrats were critical of one of the provisions, saying that it weakens the ability of unions to organize, and, you know, blah, 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 talking about workers in aviation and railroad, being involved in the railroad industry, too. So there are some people that you have to, you know, for labor, there are a certain number of people that sign up that have to have election, and I guess that's part of the tug of war over this. But for Airlines for America, they represent all the airlines, the major airlines. They supported the bill. Of course they did. Because for aviation, for all of us who fly, they have these jobs that now are sacrosanct, so to speak. So there's a long-term ability to do something here, because with that just being a Band-Aid, and especially in some of these smaller cities that we're going to lose a link to any kind of national air transportation system. Now they've got the smaller cities who need it, they've got it. So they're going to be able to serve places like Dodge City, Kansas, like Plattsburgh, New York. Yeah, how about that? And all the other crazy subsidies that were in there get bombed out. All the things that were just ridiculous are gone. It's more bare bones essential with what's left in this thing. And so that's a good deal. And since we talked about it so much, I'm going to say thumbs up. So thumbs up that it got done, because frankly, I'm sick of hearing about it. There's so many other fish to fry, so many crazy important things that are happening in the United States that we need answers to. And we're still mired in the housing situation, and with a housing crunch where people can't pay their mortgages and work in slinging two and three jobs, that worrying about this aviation situation was ridiculous since 2007, mind you.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?